the most delightfully fascinating character in the realms of mystery, Charlie Chan. The murder of Ellen Landini at Pine View has provided Charlie Chan with one of the most baffling murder mysteries of his long career. Suspicion definitely pointed toward Dr. Swan, who had been blackmailing Landini. But with the murder of Swan, the entire aspect of the case has changed. The sheriff, Don Holt, Leslie Beaton, and Charlie Chan are in the study when the sheriff turns to the Honolulu detective and reminds him of one of Romano's remarks.
You know, Inspector, I've been thinking a good deal about Romano's remarks that Cecile or Ireland could have killed Swan.
Yes, Sheriff?
It's quite true that the footprints we followed weren't Cecile's, but it's been done before. Cecile could have been wearing someone else's shoes.
I agree with possibility, but frankly doubt that that possibility is correct one. You see, Sheriff, we are dealing with murderer who is more than ordinarily clever person. Not being wishful of casting any reflection upon Cecile's intelligence, but I doubt her capacity is of sufficient greatness to have perpetrated both murders without leaving more in nature of clues.
I suppose that's right, Inspector. Don't you think we really ought to question Cecile?
You are quite correct, Sheriff. And when we have finished questioning Cecile, I have little game of blind man's buff I wish to indulge in with rest of group.
Blind man's buff.
But you shall observe faces while I engage in putting apparently innocent questions regarding natural history.
Whatever you say, Inspector, even if I don't understand it, I'll fetch Cecile.
Very good, Sheriff.
Oh, Leslie.
Oh, Don.
Come in. I'm going to get Cecile. I'll be back in a minute.
All right.
Please be seated, Miss Beaton.
I've just been outside for a minute, admiring the view. It's gorgeous. Magnificent.
You really like this country? This mountainous country?
I love it. You know, sometimes I believe I'll stay here. Would that be a good idea, do you think?
That can be answered only in terms of possible happiness, which, as I have before remarked, is not a matter of geography.
I know. Would I, do you think, be contented here?
I seek to win reputation as philosopher, not as fortune teller. If I were essaying latter role, I would say it would depend on whether or not you have companion. One cannot applaud with one hand.
Oh, well, perhaps I shouldn't have brought the matter up.
You are really quite fond of Sheriff, are you not?
Yes, Mr. Chan, I like him very much.
Come into the study, please, Cecile.
Ah, Cecile, we have omitted to ask you, what were you doing night Dr. Swan was murdered?
What was I doing, Monsieur Chan? I was in bed, asleep.
You didn't wake up at all during the night?
Oh, but yes, of course. I wake when the doors make what you call banging noise. I get out of bed, but I hear voices. Arsing, Mr. Ryder, Mr. Romano. So I go back to bed.
You heard Arsing, Mr. Romano, and Mr. Ryder. But you did not hear Sheriff or myself?
No, Monsieur Chan, I did not. I was tired, weary. I go right away to sleep, I think.
Then you didn't know that your husband got up and telephoned a night letter to San Francisco.
Oh, but yes, that and more. But that was before. About a little after midnight, I think.
Then you did not hear Mr. Ward return home to Pineview?
No, Mr. Chen. I go to bed about 11 o'clock. I am almost asleep when my husband say, "Tarnation, I've got to phone about magneto points." What these are, me, I do not know, but that is what he say. Then, a little later, I wake with wind banging door. I try to sleep. That is after I hear the voices. Then, clock in living room strike half hour before 1 o'clock. After that, I know nothing till last thing he knock on door in morning, 6 o'clock.
I think that is all, Cecile. Have you any suggestions, Sheriff?
Not a thing, Inspector.
Tell your husband not to go to bed, Cecile. I wish to have a little chat with him.
Oui, monsieur.
Thank you so much.
Well, I guess I was all wrong, unless...
Yes, Sheriff? Unless?
Unless the two of them, Cecile and Ireland, cooked up that little alibi speech between them.
Man who is on strange pathway would be foolish to ignore any signpost. Suggestion which you have just made, referring to collusion between Cecile and husband, cannot be ignored as possibility. But now, I ask cooperation of both of you.
Granted in advance, naturally.
Anything at all to cooperate, Mr. Chen.
We shall pretend that we have been discussing trees.
Trees?
Yes, Sheriff. You, if you will be so kind, will try to catch expressions on all faces as my innocent questioning progresses.
Okay. I suppose you'll tell me what it's all about afterwards?
Yes, Sheriff. But I do not want your observations prejudiced by any advanced suggestions. Shall we go below?
But really, Dudley, the situation is becoming difficult. My business is suffering.
Now, John. It isn't as bad as all that. Ah, here's Chan now. And Miss Beaton. Sit down here, Miss Beaton.
Thank you, Mr. Ward.
Pine View getting a little tedious, Miss Beaton?
No, Mr. Ward. You really are the perfect host. You leave your guests to their own devices. We've been having a most interesting discussion in the study.
Yes?
Indeed, yes. We were discussing trees.
Trees?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. Ryder. At home, I'm an amateur student of trees. I know the palms, coconut, royal, papaya, all of them. But I must confess myself shamefully ignorant of the coniferous, the cone-bearing trees. I should like to know something about them. For instance, the bark. In a certain family of pine, the bark grows much thicker near the ground, becomes more fragile as one ascends. Are these around Pine View of similar nature?
Well, frankly, Mr. Chan, I don't know. I never thought of it. But then, I'm not much of a student of nature.
Is it too much to hope that you, Mr. Ryder, might have information on that point?
It is hoping for much too much, Chan. What should I know about it?
But you have been mining man about these parts. You have been snowed in among these very trees?
I don't care if I've been snowed in every winter. I don't know. I don't know.
Ah, here's our Sing with more logs. Put them on the hearth, Sing.
Yeah. Perhaps Ah Sing knows answer to my question.
Oh, now, what you like to know, Mr. Chen?
Can you tell me, Ah Sing, whether or not the bark on these pines is more fragile near the top of the tree?
Oh, Mr. Chen.
But you know, Ah Sing, that is the case in some pines?
Oh, sure, yeah. But these pines, Ah Sing no can say. Why you no look and see?
Alas, I envy your slim figure. Mine, I'm afraid, not too well adapted to climbing trees. Well, I perceive that in matter of natural history, I have nothing to learn here. I think I shall take a promenade. You care to join me, Sheriff?
Sure thing, Inspector.
In case you are retired before we return, I bid you all good night.
Good night, Sam.
Good night,
Sheriff. Well, Sheriff, results of observation, if any?
Inspector, Ryder seemed unnecessarily brusque. Oh, but then he's almost always is, anyway.
Quite, yes. As you say, Mr. Ryder is like small boy with chip on shoulder. But what of our thing?
I didn't notice anything.
I did. I noted momentary glint of fear in his eyes. But we shall see. Perhaps he will fall into trap. We go to back door where Mr. Ireland will be waiting.
Well, as I said before, perhaps you'll tell me what this is all about.
Sheriff, I promise you, in less than 5 minutes, you shall know and... Oh, there's Mr. Ireland.
You wanted me, Mr. Chan?
Yes. Please accompany us to garage. I noted ladder there this afternoon.
Ladder? Yes. I've got it out on the terrace. I was fixing a pane of glass on the hothouse roof.
Good. We shall use it. It's quite chilly outside. The exercise of climbing will not come amiss. Sheriff, you watch with eagle eye back of house for anyone observing our actions.
Here's the ladder, Mr. Chan.
Splendid. Up against this tree? There. You, Sheriff, have, I believe, what is called jackknife?
Yeah, you want it?
Thank you so much. Ladder, all secure. I shall mount, rung by rung, remembering the journey of 1,000 miles, may step at time.
Look, Ireland, the back porch. Someone opened the door.
Yes, Ah Sing.
Ah, so. That part of the trap is successfully sprung and... Ah!
Found something, Inspector?
Yes, Sheriff. In one moment, I shall have the object of my search freed from trees.
But what is it?
Here it is. Bullet which was fired from Madame Landini's gun. I will, as young son would say, bet my shirt on it.
So, the bullet fired from Landini's gun embedded in a tree? And Ah Sing watching from the back porch. Well, indeed, can Inspector Chan say, the net draws tight. After you've heard your sponsor's message, Inspector Chan will be with us again. Chan, these little gems of Chinese philosophy are much appreciated. I knew you'd be pleased to learn that.
I am honored as well as pleased, Mr. Wilson. Some men strive for riches and find the flavor of their success bitter to the taste. Other men desire power, but find that in their very strength they have disclosed their weakness. Still more seek fame, only to learn that fame and bitterness go hand in hand. If man can look back on life's work and find that he has been trusted, that, my friend, is life's greatest reward.